I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, it's been a challenge all year to generate pressure. So, you know, we're going to have to manufacture pressure. I think we talked about that the last couple of weeks. But also our guys are going to have to step up and create pressure on the four-man rush. We do it with simulated pressures, too, a lot of times. We did that in the game. We were able to move Stafford out of the pocket a few times and hurry him up a few times, which I thought was really good, even with four-man rushes and sims. But we also had a few blitzes in there, too, that were good. So we've got to build off those things and do the job with the guys that we have.
Ravens are 1-5 heading the bye in six games. They have 8 sacks. They have two guys tied for the lead in sacks with 2 apiece. Nnamdi Benabike probably done for the year. Tavius Robinson done for the next 6 to 8 weeks. So they got to figure out how to generate pressure. He says he's happy with some of the stuff they did against the Rams. I guess Trenton Simpson.
No, it's a joke. They had 7 pressures as a team.
Yeah.
They got a couple of sacks off of blitzes. No, they cannot. They can't affect the quarterback, and they're not going to affect the quarterback this year. And when it really mattered in years past, it didn't affect the quarterback. So, but nobody appreciates pass rush more than the Baltimore Ravens.
They appreciate it.
It's hard to say it's going to get any better because no matter what you thought of Adafe Owe, he's not here. Tavius Robinson's going to be out the next 6 to 8 weeks. Kyle Van Noy's not getting any younger. They are less than paper thin. On the edge.
Well, let's talk about the edge, Harbs. Here's Harbs on the outside linebackers and possibly looking outside the organization.
Yeah, all the above, I would say. We have a couple guys that we like on the practice squad right now that are doing really well. So I wouldn't mind giving those guys a shot, one of those guys at least. So that's no option number one, the most obvious option. And then there's the other options you're talking about are certainly on the table.
So, practice squad. There's Malik Ham. He's an old friend. Malik Ham's been here and back a few times. Chandler Martin and Kamon Rucker are the linebackers that I would say he's talking about that they'd like to see get a shot.
They can't find pass rush in the first round. They don't know what the hell they're doing, taking it in the first round. I'm supposed to believe there's a deep...
Malik Ham,
there's a deep supply of guys who can't crack this 53 who are on the practice squad who are just waiting to be a difference maker. And come on.
Yeah.
Stop. Go sell used cars on your bye week.
They got fun stuff. Malik Ham, we've been waiting on him.
Yeah. He'll be the savior.
Yeah. Cam's going to get a 3-pack of sacks on Sunday.
How many sacks do you think Owe gets for the Chargers the rest of the year?
I'm going to say he'll finish with 5.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to say at least 5.
Yeah,
I think 5.
I'm going to say 5. Good Khalil number. Mack's window just opened for them as far as pass
Jim Harbaugh goes. Compared him to Khalil Mack.
Well, yes. Yeah,
that's
a very Harbaugh comparison.
That would be something.
Yeah.
Compared to David Ajabo, he is Khalil Mack.
Well, that's true. There is a sliding scale, and that goes very far down. More from Harbs. We talked last segment about short yardage. We touched on the red zone. Harbs, what's the difference between this year and last year with the red zone?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact comparison from last year to this year. It's hard to say. Obviously, the biggest change is we're not effective. I mean, it's been ineffective, basically. And I'd have to say it's been surprising, you know. We have not been able to punch the ball in, which last year we were able to do it. So we're looking at every aspect of it. Scheme, keeping people more off balance, effectively running a quarterback sneak, which was really disappointing. You know, we've had a couple situations this year where we took the ball off the line of scrimmage down there and didn't get in. So sometimes you say keep it simple and sneak it in, you know. But they were loaded up for it, but you still should be able to push it in there. And then not executing the play for the front that we wanted and just not executing it the way we didn't block it very, very completely well. So all those things. And I think that's pretty much been the situation all the way through. If you look at all the situations where we didn't get in down there from the 1 or 2 yard line, it's been basically the same. So we got to work on that really hard. I mean, that's like the number one thing in my mind on offense is short yardage and goal line. We should be better. We should be way better than we are. I mean, we've never struggled in those areas. And I don't really understand why we are. I mean, I do. I look at the plays, but you want to step back and say, why is this happening? We're just not getting the job done, you know. So if we want to be the kind of team that we have, if we want to have a chance, we got to get that fixed. I mean, that should have been fixed. We've been talking about fixing it for weeks, and we've been trying to fix it for weeks, but we haven't done a good job.
Harp spoke for almost 2 minutes there.
Yeah, but trying to fix it, first, he distilled all their red zone problems down to goal line, goal to go, which I do think a lot of it is that. But, like, wait a minute, you've been trying to fix it. You've been getting your ass kicked in the trenches every week, and you ran the same five out there again against one of the better front sevens in the NFL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And did they do some things a little better? Yeah, the outside zone work, something, you know. Henry got his legs going. He didn't get hit in the backfield as much. But you still crapped out. And really, in this game, it had to sting the most because the defense finally showed up.
Yeah.
And Devontae Adams didn't show up. And those guys, and Nacua got hurt. And you held them to 17, and you still couldn't even score 10. In large part because you couldn't get a yard or two when you needed it most. But why was that? Well, even when you go goal line and you put 6 or 7 offensive linemen out there, if Ronnie's hurt, you might have 2 who can win for you.
Yeah.
Out of 7. That's a problem. But you didn't change it up.
Last year, the offensive line...
You didn't give anybody else a try at guard.
Last year, the offensive line was good. It's terrible this year. Last year, you had Pat Ricard. You don't have him this year. He spoke for almost 2 minutes. I think I just answered the question. Now, he's not going to tell you his offensive line stinks.
But the way he'd tell you that is by switching it out. Now, I think it's finally going to happen now that the bye's here. Too. But it's something that should have been in play a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, he said that it was in play heading into that Rams game and...
Let's hear Harb's Beltway Ben. What about changes to the O-line?
Yeah, absolutely. We're considering those kind of options for sure. And that's kind of what the bye week is for, I think. It helps you with that. Those guys will get a chance to practice on Tuesday and Wednesday, which will be good for us to get those guys out there and see them. I mean, Emery, for instance, you know, he's a young dude. He's only been practicing for like a week. So there's a lot that goes into knowing what you're supposed to do under fire and pass protection. He hasn't done any pass protection yet because of his shoulder. So he hasn't. This will be the first week I'll have a chance to do pass protection. He hasn't been able to do that up till now. So you can kind of see the challenges there with that. But we're trying to get him up to speed as quick as we possibly can. And so he's up. We wouldn't put a player out there until they're, you know, ready to be successful. That wouldn't be fair to the player or to the team or the fans or anybody. But as soon as we feel like a guy like him or anybody else is really ready or the best guy for it, we would do it.
Yeah.
You have a couple of veteran guys that could
Kenyon Green
in the offensive line that have been practicing that would have a shot that we'll take a look at this week and see how they look. And that stuff's definitely on the table.
John is definitely pumping the brakes heavily on Emory Jones.
Yeah. That's not
managing expectations there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Kenyon Green, you got Corey Bullock. Can they be worse than the guys you got? Yeah, yeah. Than what they're showing at guard right now? Can it be worse? I don't think so.
Got to try something.
If you're playing with no boom at left tackle, your offensive line's going to suck. So everything else is window dressing. If you don't have a left tackle and you're already not sure about your guards, guess what? Your quarterback's going to get hit too much. Your run game's not going to be as efficient as it could be. And when you have a defense this bad, you're probably going to get your ass kicked quite a bit.
Let's hear one more from Harbs. How about cut 14, Beltway Ben? Harbs on Jair Alexander.
I think you just kind of feel like you go with the guys who give you the best chance. And we needed maybe Jair, possibly. Somebody gets nicked up. We needed the corner. You had to have the corner against these guys. And I felt like we could get by with our fronts with four defensive linemen, really. I mean, it's a three wide receiver offense. They put two tight ends in there sometimes, you know. They'll go 12 a little bit. Mm. But it's not really what they do. Uh-uh. So you didn't really feel like
you live with
one less D lineman. Plus, you know, Dontavius got hurt, but you can kick him down inside. And Peoples is really not really a run stopping D lineman anyway. So if you're gonna go
what he is.
If you're going to go with another D lineman, you'd want to go with a bigger guy anyway, because Tavius can rush inside as well, and all of our defensive ends can go inside and rush.
Yeah.
Oh. So sort just of. Felt like the corner gave us a little more if somebody got hurt.
Mm-hmm. But not enough that you actually needed to put him in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me interpret that for you.
Yes.
You want to keep him, like you signed him. Yeah. You want to keep him. You can keep him. I'm not playing him.
He's factoring in the six pack. Trust me.
So you want to cut him during the bye week and just say, hey, we got this one wrong, and go get me somebody who has a body up front. You could do that. If you keep him here, I might just dress him and then eviscerate him that way by not letting him hit the field. Yeah. Like that might be more embarrassing than a healthy scratch. But I've done it both ways.
Yes.
We can keep playing this game.
He ain't playing.
Or you get him off my roster, and then I want him to go into maybe games with just four D linemen. Oh, yeah, because that guy you drafted isn't even really a D lineman. In a generational D tackle draft.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, he's going to factor in my six pack. We got some live radio movement. Tim Murray's running a little late, so we're going to do Tim at 3:45. But coming up next, we'll stick with the Ravens. Necessary roughness. Time to trademark Andrews. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.